Officer and News, I'm Mary Rose. Building a legacy remembering Charlie Kirk took place today at a packed State Farm Stadium in Arizona. President Trump says the evil surrounding the assassination of Charlie Kirk was far-reaching.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation. That was a horrible attack on the United States of America. It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
Kirk's wife, Erica, said her husband was concerned about young American males.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Vice President J.D. Vance says even in death, Charlie Kirk brought glory to God.
The evil murderer who took Charlie from us expected us to have a funeral today, and instead, my friends, we have had a revival in celebration of Charlie Kirk and of his Lord Jesus Christ.
An emerging TikTok deal with China will ensure that U.S. companies control the algorithm that powers the app's video feed, and Americans will hold a majority of seats on a board overseeing U.S. operations. That word comes from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt in a Fox News interview yesterday. A central question has been whether the popular social video platform would keep its algorithm after the potential divestment of Chinese parent company ByteDance. Congress paused legislation calling for a TikTok ban to go in effect in January. This is SRN News. A warning for pastors.
It comes from a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, and it asks people how they would feel if they found out artificial intelligence was involved in something they are exposed to. The survey did not ask about sermons per se, but it did reveal that 71% of people would dislike a political candidate who gave a speech written with help from AI. And 56% would not like a similar news story, suggesting they would also not welcome a sermon if you had an AI assist to write it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor, Amanda Segrist of Coastal Carolina University of Sports Management with a law degree, says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. She progresses in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is at risk. The Supreme Court has already ruled against transgenderism. This is SRN News. A painting by a 20th century Mexican artist could break records when it goes on the block this November at Sotheby's.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo and Sueño La Cama has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. It may surpass the highest price for a female's artist's work ever, currently $44.4 million for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. The Kahlo painting, created in 1940, depicts the Mexican artist in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8 sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Rome's International Airport has opened a dog hotel to make travel easier for pet owners. The facility offers temperature-controlled floors, private gardens, and ambient music for relaxation. Dogs can enjoy grooming and even video calls with their owners. More details at srnnews.com.